Welcome to Devotions for Worship, where we meditate on the appointed scripture reading for the upcoming Sunday. I'm Pastor Eric Tritton from Gloria Dei Lutheran Church in Hudson, Ohio. Thank you for being with me today. Yesterday we read from John chapter 1 and heard about John the Baptist, who was called to prepare the way for Jesus. John's mission was to point people to Jesus, and that is our mission too. Our Old Testament lesson this week finds Isaiah prophesying about Jesus. In fact, Jesus used these words to speak about himself, to say that he was the one that Isaiah prophesied about. This passage gives us insight into what it means that Jesus is the Christ, that he's the Messiah, the Anointed One, and what the Christ would do. So the Old Testament reading for the third Sunday of Advent is from Isaiah chapter 61. We'll read verses 1 through 4, and then verses 8 through 11. And I'm going to be reading from the English Standard Version translation. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. They shall bring up the ancient ruins, they shall raise up the former devastations, they shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrong. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their offspring shall be known among the nations, and their descendants in the midst of the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are an offspring the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all nations. Why is the coming of the Messiah good news? We often answer that question in terms of his coming to die to pay for our sins. But God's salvation is bigger than the forgiveness of sins. It is the restoration of all that sin destroys. God's plan is not merely to forgive us, but to give us a new life, to make us into a new creation. There is, in the background of this reading, the foundational message that the Word made flesh, who created all things in the beginning, is also the Word that recreates all things in the end. So God's servant, Jesus, the Messiah, has been anointed to bring good news to the poor. On the one hand, this matches with Jesus' words in the Beatitudes that the poor in spirit are indeed blessed, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. On the other hand, poverty and lack are byproducts of sin and the economic injustice that plagues this world. This good news is both spiritual and physical. Jesus was sent to bind up the brokenhearted. This is true of the healing forgiveness Jesus gives to those whose hearts are broken with guilt and sin. It is also true of the healing that he gives to those whose hearts are broken through ended relationships, including those whose relationships are ended by death. As he points them ahead to a heavenly reunion and a glorious resurrection for those who die in the faith. Jesus brings liberty to captives and release for prisoners by freeing those who are trapped in patterns of sinful behavior. He also brings liberty and release to those who deal with the consequences of their sin, who have been incarcerated for their crimes, but who can be forgiven and receive a new life through faith in Jesus and the life-changing work of the Holy Spirit. He proclaims the year of the Lord's favor. As the Christmas angel said, peace to those on whom God's favor rests. He also brings the day of vengeance of our God, as God punished sin in Jesus' body on the cross. That punishment was very real. It was very physical. Even as we continue to suffer earthly consequences for our sins in earthly ways. But the favor of God extends to all kinds of earthly blessings and benefits as well. It is too often the case that when we think of God's salvation, we think too small. For some reason, we seem to want to limit what God can do. We need to begin to think bigger, to be in awe of what God does for the whole person, soul, body, and mind. When we see that salvation is a complete reversal of the curse of sin in every aspect of life, we will be moved to praise God, to rejoice greatly in the Lord, and to exult in our Savior. We will stand out in this world, clothed in the garments of salvation, so that our very lives become a witness to our neighbors, showing what God has done. And God will cause righteousness and praise to arise from all kinds of people who come to believe in Him. Let's pray. O God, You anointed Jesus to bring good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty and the year of Your favor. We thank You for Jesus' ministry, in which He did all these things and continues to do them in this day in our whole life, physical and spiritual. Forgive us for underestimating how great and broad Your salvation is. Help us to be amazed once again at all that Jesus has done to save us. And let the joy of Your salvation be our strength and witness. Amen. Our memory verse this week comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. It says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ for you." Let me break that up, and maybe you could repeat after me. Rejoice always. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. I would remind you once again that God's salvation is so great that it impacts our physical life as well as our spiritual life. One of the ways that we can express the fullness of God's salvation in this world is through the devotional habit of giving of alms, which helps us help people with their earthly needs. I encourage you to be part of God's incredible salvation as you give to help people in need. Would you do me a favor? If you got something out of this devotional time, would you like and or share it on Facebook or Twitter or tell somebody about this in some way? I figure if this was helpful to you, it will be helpful to somebody else. And if we get the word out about it, it can be a blessing to other people. And you can even subscribe to this on iTunes if you would like to do that. Thanks again for being with me. God bless you.